on the G&M Family Market phone line for his weekly visit with us. It's the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Softball, Mike Kuth. Mike, good afternoon.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Got a little rain. Going to get the last of that snow gone, and then nothing but sunshine and 70s, right?
Yeah, close. Kind of close.
It's a little raw out there today. I even felt bad for those football guys out for the first day of spring practice.
I know. I said to one of the coaches today, I go, you must feel like you're in the fall all over again.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about last weekend here and what a great opportunity it was for you to get some conference wins under your belt. Talk about what happened down at Hartford for your Black Bears.
Well, I think, first of all, we pitched real well. We didn't have any more than two walks in all three games. So when you don't walk people, it makes it a little easier to play defense behind them and a little bit less stressful. And then we ended up playing good defense. I think we made two errors in three games. And then the other thing that I really liked was offensively, we were able to score some runs, you know, the old-fashioned way. We squeezed in a couple. We got three sacrifice flies. We hit ground balls to second with two strike counts to get people in. So starting to understand that you can score runs without having to get a hit if you just approach it the right way.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the pitching and the control. Annie Kennedy's got a pretty impressive streak going without allowing a walk, right?
Yeah, I know. Knock on wood. I think it's, 31 innings or so that she hasn't walked anybody. And going into last weekend, she was fifth in the country in fewest walks per seven innings. So I'm sure she's probably the same or less. So, yeah, she's got incredible control, and she always has.
Yeah, Mike, this is Bruce. I was watching the live stats at one point, and I noticed that it seemed to me that your hitters were going deeper in the count. Was that something you were working on against them?
Yeah, I was just trying to be a little bit more patient and getting pitches that we can drive, and then, having some confidence that, with two strikes, you can still be a good hitter and you can still do something productive to help the team. So it's something that we've talked about, worked on pretty much all year.
Well, this week, a chance to get some more conference wins back on the road. Tell us what you'll be focusing on as you head to Albany.
Well, pretty much the same. I mean, Albany's always been a team in the conference that has been good historically. We're going to go up there, and, it's not supposed to be warm. It's supposed to be like 42 degrees out, and the sun's supposed to be out. So, we're going to try to learn to be able to compete without feeling our best, because it will be cold for sure.
Well, then, 1 week from today, also knock on wood, home opener scheduled for UMass Lowell. Is there a chance that Keswick Field will be ready by then?
Yeah, I think it will be. Because a lot depends. There's supposed to be a little snow coming in and so forth. And, it will probably be, a little bit mushy. But, I'd rather be able to do that and play at home than try to, regroup and travel down there to play and everything else. So, plus, the girls are looking forward to doing something in Orono, Maine, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. It's only a rumor most of the time on the weekends that place even exists. You guys have been on the road so much this year.
Very true, very true. But that's all part of life in Orono, Maine.
You got it. Well, travel safely. Good luck this weekend, Mike, and we'll catch you again next week.
All right, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. It's Mike Kuth, head coach of Black Bear Softball on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's presented by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. They offer full service. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. The best prices you'll find anywhere on tires as well. Visit the website at BennettAutoCenter.com. Black Bear Report's also brought to you by ClearPoint Financial. They're the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.